Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. Turn to Jude. Jude. All right, we're going to read verse 20. And we're just going to stir ourselves up a little bit. Amen. I know some of you are coming from work and everything. And we're just going to get on one accord here. One heart, one mind. Amen. 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 Jude, it's only one chapter. And we're going to read verse 20. Everybody's got it? Okay, ready? Let's read. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Let's stand up and let's just pray. Let's acknowledge the Holy Spirit. We know how to do that. Amen? Ask him to help us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we just come in the name of Jesus, thanking you, praising you, giving you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, all the blessing, all the thanksgiving. You deserve it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you. We invite you. We welcome you. We ask you right now to help us to pray. Help us to build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Lord, it's in the name of Jesus. Andore me sindere be dere boko shandara bakaya. Alala la maha shandara bahaha. Alala la mana de menene moko shandere be de heya. Alala la maka shandara bakahaya. Amama mama mama mande de be dere boko shandara bakaya ye heal, oh God. Alala la maka shandara bakaya ye heal, oh. Thank you for oneness. Alala la maha shandara bakaha. Ananana mana de be gia. Alala la baha shandara bakaya ye heal, oh God. Thank you for the unity of the faith, Lord. Alala la maha shandara bakahaha. Anononda de bedea. Alala la maha shandara bakaya ye here. Adodonda de bedere de. Alala la maha shandara bakaha. Anananananananda de. O rababaha shandara bakaya. We are so thankful. Alala la maha shandara bakaha. So grateful, Lord. Alala la maha shandara bakaya. We appreciate you. Glory to God. We appreciate the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We appreciate the Holy Spirit. Alala kashanda rabakaha. Ananadadadanda rebedeya. Alala la makashinda rabakaha. Alala la mahanda rebedere boko shanda rabakaya ye heal, oh God. Alala la mahaha. O rabababababakashakanda rabakahaya. Alala la mahanda rebedere boko shanda rebede. Alala la makashakanda rabakaya ye heal, oh God. Aradadadanda rebedere boko shanda rebedere bakanda rabakaha. Alala anda rebedeya. Alala anda rebedeya. Alala la bako shanda rabakaya. Alala la baka shahaha. Amamande rebede. Amamande rebede. Amamande rebede. Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Alala la maka shanda rabakaya ye here, Lord God. Whatever you want to say tonight, Lord. Glory to God. Whatever you want to do tonight, Lord. Alala la maka shakanda rabakahaya. Alala la maha shanda rabakaya ye here. We're praying for free course. Glory to God, to be given to your spirit. Free course to your word, Lord. Thank you. Alala la maha shahaha. Adadadadanda debedede bokunda rabakahaya. Alala anda debedeya. Alala anda debedeya. Yes, Lord. Alala la bakashaha. Amamamamanda debedeya. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you that you're always with us. Thank you always for us. Thank you always in us. Thank you, Lord. Alala la baha shanda rabakaha. Oh my, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for ever increasing word training center, Lord God. Hallelujah. Here. We thank you for our apostle. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord God, for all the instructors. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for all the students, Lord. Thank you for those who are here and those who are viewing by internet, Lord. Thank you. Alala la baha shahaha. We love you. Glory to God. We love you. Hallelujah, Lord God. We love you and we praise you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Your goodness. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Oh, my, you're a great God. Oh, you're a great God. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Jesus. Oh, thank you for Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the name. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We praise you. Glory to God. We praise you. We praise you, Lord God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my. Oh, my. You're holy, Lord God. Oh, you're so righteous, Lord God. Thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We're not alone. Hallelujah. We're not alone. Thank you, Lord. You're always with us, always for us, always in us, always near. Glory to God. You never leave us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory for it all, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank y'all. Amen. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. All right. We are going to complete the chapter on lessons in prayer. I just needed to put a couple of things in perspective. Keep in mind that our author is teaching us about Paul and Paul's lessons on prayer. Amen. Always remember that. Just keep in mind, because there's a lot to be said about prayer. But right now, when he's talking about these lessons in prayer, he's talking about Paul's writings on prayer. And what we're going to do in this class tonight, we're going to go over some of the prayers. We're not going to go over all of them. We're going to go over some of the prayers that are in the Bible. But I just thought that maybe what I needed to do is just go ahead on and review a couple of things that Mr. Bounds said to us in this chapter. Remember, this is Book 5, Obtaining Answers to Prayer, Chapter 12, Lessons in Prayer. Amen. Let me see what all I have underlined. Mr. Bounds says, because prayer was the highest exercise in Paul's personal life, prayer assumed the same high place in his teaching. So it was important in his personal life, so that's what he taught about. Amen? He taught a lot about prayer. He says he who wants to teach others, y'all remember me saying that, to receive answers to prayer must first himself be devoted to prayer. He says prayer is a great moral force in the world. And I said, you know, because they're trying to take prayer out of everything, you know, when you think about that, that's why the morals, some of the morals are not what they used to be, okay? Because they've taken prayer out. Paul wrote directly under the supervision of the Holy Spirit, who guarded him against error and suggested the truth that Paul taught. Amen. The author said the doctrine of prayer that Paul affirmed is the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's not a private thing. It's the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. As he was led by the Holy Spirit, that's what he wrote. Now, he says prayer comes first. Amen. That's what our author, remember I told y'all, our author said prayer comes first. And then he made this statement. He said, he that prays not is not at all. He was real hard on us, wasn't he? Yeah, he said he's nothing, less than nothing. He's below zero so far as Jesus Christ and God are concerned. Paul's teaching is that praying is the most important in all activities on earth. And we had some discussion about that. And then he said that our main purpose in this life, he said our main purpose in this life, that's what he said. Amen. And
Well, I'll tell y'all what I was talking to the Lord about it. I said, this is what he said. And he took me back to Jesus' commandment. You know, when they asked Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? You know, and what Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy strength, all your might, and then love your neighbor as yourself. Amen? So, I mean, well, amen. I rest my case. I rest my case. That's what Jesus said. But then the author said, our main purpose in this life is to pray for other men. And I think I understand what he's saying. He's trying to stress the importance. And I believe that to get to the point that you're more concerned about other people is a sign of your maturity. You know what I'm saying? When you get to the point you're not just praying for yourself, me and my foe all the time, then you're maturing. You might start praying for your neighbors. And eventually you'll get to your church, you know, and the people in your church. And then you're going to get to your country. And then you're going to get to the body of Christ at large. You know, all of these are just steps. Steps of spiritual maturity. Amen? Then, you know, we looked at, he gave us something about the wrath. And I told y'all, I didn't know wrath had nothing to do with fruit, but, you know, that's what he said. And, what he was talking about, we all got some stuff in us. And if we are provoked, that stuff is going to come out. Amen? Now, I talk a lot about Mr. Mel Donado. He had a whole section in his book dedicated to obstacles to prayer. And believe it or not, the things that Mr. Bounds is talking about, when he talks about this wrath, you know, these are the things that are considered obstacles to your prayer that can block, can stop, can hinder your prayer from being answered. And that's all Mr. Bounds is saying in here when he's talking about this wrath. Since prayer is the true test of character, I remember saying that. Fidelity to our conditions and trueness to our relatives. Y'all remember talking about my relatives? Yeah. Are often indicated by our prayerfulness. We can love them when we pray, in spite of. Mm-hmm. Not to pray in some conditions seem heartless and discordant. Then we talked about Romans 12 and 12. Where it says continuing instant in prayer. And then he quoted from the Revised Standard Version, be constant in prayer. And he says, this is Paul's description of prayer. This term means to remain, to be steadfast and faithful without hesitating, to stick to it, to continue with strength to the end. I'm trying to read one of my little notes here. Let me see. Oh, okay. Then he said, the author said, prayer is an occupation. Amen. And I think that's where we left off last week. Prayer is an occupation. I wrote in my little margin, what do you do for a living? And what he's talking about is the Christian, okay? He's not talking about the job where you go and get your C. You know, he's talking about your Christian life, your occupation as a Christian is to pray. Amen? Prayer is your obligation, your occupation. It's a lifelong business to be followed with diligence, fervor. And remember, I told y'all he used that word toil that I didn't like. I don't see it as toil. The Christian's foremost purpose, according to our author, is prayer. It is most engaging, most heavenly, most lucrative business. Prayer is a commission of such high dignity and importance that it is to be performed without ceasing, without let up or without breakdown, followed diligently, attentively, and tirelessly, and without intermission, meaning you don't stop. You know, a lot of times people think, well, yeah, I prayed. You know, let's say I came up in the area where they had revival. And all the Christians during a revival week would pray. But when revival was over with, you know, nobody was praying. Amen? And I'm amazed now because when I grew up, they didn't have I don't think they had prayer meeting every week. I don't know how they had prayer meeting. They would call a prayer meeting every now and then, you know, and the same seven people, same seven people would come to prayer meeting. But, you know, I've shared with you here and with our online students, Word of Life Christian Center has always been a praying church, still is a praying church. Amen. Prayer must cover all things, be in every place, find itself in all seasons, and embrace everything, always, and everywhere. Now, Mr. Bounds gives us a few examples of prayers, and I'm going to come back to these. I'm going to mention them, but we're going to come back to them tonight in a little bit more detail. He mentions Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. He says, Paul prayed for wide reaches of religious, I put in parentheses, spiritual experience. That's what he was praying for in Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. And then he talks about Philippians 1, 15 through 20, the transmuting power of prayer. And we might have a chance to look at that. Our author says that boldness was to be secured by him, talking about Paul, in answer to prayers. Christ was to be gloriously magnified by and through Paul, whether he lived or whether he died. And that's referring to Philippians 1, 15 through 20. Paul requested, well, let's look at that one. I'm not going to go, because I don't think we're going to come back to that. Philippians 1, 15 through 20. I got somewhere. I'm trying to get somewhere tonight. Amen. 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 Okay, Philippians 1, 15 through 20. Some indeed preach Christ, even of envy and strife. Can you imagine that? Somebody preaching Christ because of envy and strife. And some also of goodwill. The one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely supposing to add affliction to my bonds. 17. But the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer, and look at that, and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or whether it be by death. Amen. Paul was something, huh? Yes, indeed. Yeah. Okay, that's what he's talking about, that boldness that was to be secured. Paul requested intense, personal, strenuous, persistent praying by the saints. They must give special strength, interest, time, and heart to their praying in order to influence God to grant the most fruitful answers. That's our author. Amen. Then he refers us to Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. We prayed this scripture at one point. And it says, Colossians 4, 2 through 4. Continue in prayer and watch in the same. And I've gone over that word watch with y'all, huh? Watching in prayer. Yeah. Yeah. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. With a praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it what? Manifest as I ought to speak. So he's requesting prayer here. You see how he's requesting prayer. Paul is credited with the authorship of the epistle to the Hebrews. This book gives a reference to the character of Christ's praying. How rich are his words, how heart-affecting, and how sublime was his praying. He prayed as man never prayed before, and yet he prayed in order to teach man. Christ prayed in order to teach man how to pray and how to receive from God. And then he refers us over to Hebrews 5 and 7. Talking about Jesus, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. Talking about Jesus. Amen. Amen. And Jesus' prayer, I'm pretty sure this is the prayer that was in the garden. Amen. The praying of Jesus Christ drew on the mightiest forces of his being. His prayers were his sacrifices, which he offered, Mr. Brown says, before he offered himself. Amen. Before he offered himself, Jesus offered his prayers. Amen. Talking about before he offered himself on the cross for the sins of mankind. And then he makes this statement, prayer sacrifice is the forerunner and pledge of self-sacrifice. Amen. We must die. And he said, in our closets, and our naturally I'm going to put our prayer closets. Amen. That's what he's referring to. We must die in our prayer closets before we can die on the cross. Now, a scripture I want you to look at, this is all he's talking about, Galatians 2 and 20. You know, he don't mean physically die. Amen. He's talking about dying to yourself. Galatians 2 and 20. And, you know, this is a very, very pivotal scripture. You know, if apostle hasn't asked you about it yet, he will at some point. And it says, I am crucified, see, dying with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. So that is our lessons on prayer as Paul has talked about and recorded prayer. Now, it just seemed good to me that we're going to read some prayers and we will talk about them as we're led by the Spirit. So I thought we would begin with looking at some of Jesus's prayers. Amen. How did Jesus pray? Now the first one, let's go to Matthew 6. And we all know it, but we're going to read it anyhow. That sounds like a good Southern term, huh? Anyhow? Yeah. Okay. Get your iPads, iPhones. We're going to be reading the Bible. And the Bibles if you got one. Matthew 6. Now, this prayer is in answer. Jesus is, let's read it. Verse 9. Let's begin with verse 9 to verse 13. Everybody got it? Ready? Let's read. Okay. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. So what Jesus is laying out for us here is the pattern. Amen. This is the pattern prayer. He says, after this manner, like when you're going to pray, this is the manner. And remember, I told you all we pointed out when we were talking about praise and worship that the prayer actually starts off praising God. Amen. And you can see that. Another prayer, let's go over to Luke 22. I like it when Apostle says that Jesus was the pattern son. Amen? The pattern son. So we're going to follow his pattern. Luke 22. Okay, now this is Jesus in the garden, remember? He's praying. Jesus prays in Gethsemane. That's what's in my little Bible here. Okay, let's start at verse 39 and we'll read down to 42. Verse 39 to 42. Ready? Let's read. And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them for a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Amen. Now, there are a couple of points I see in here that we have covered in class. You notice in verse 41, what did he do? He kneeled down. He kneeled down. Amen. So there's the kneeling. Now, one thing I saw about Jesus, Jesus' prayers are so short. I mean, when Jesus prayed, except for John 17, when he's praying for all of us, his prayers are really, really short. You know, he says, let me see, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup. You know, that's what he's asking from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Amen? Amen. Okay. So let's see, I wanted to look at the kneeling. I wanted to look at the length of the prayer. He didn't go into a lot of detail. He didn't even talk a whole lot about the problem. You notice that? He didn't even say, you know what they're trying, you know what they're about to do to me. You know, none of that. He gave no explanations. He just went right to the point. If you be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Amen? Okay, let's go over to John chapter 11. I'm trying to give these in some kind of order. I was just led. I don't know. I said, we're going to look at some prayers here. We're going to start with Jesus is praying. Verse 41 and 42. Now, just to put it in context, this is at Lazarus' grave. Amen. Lazarus been dead. What, 4 days? Amen. And they sent for Jesus, and now he's on the scene. All right, ready? Okay, which one I say? Okay, we're going to read 41 and 42. Ready? Let's read. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And then look, verse 43, and when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice. You know, he prayed, very short prayer, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. It's like, oh my God. I mean, Jesus did not play around. And I think it was, number one, he had such confidence, first of all, in his Father. Amen. I know that you hearest me, you know, always. And he had confidence that what he was asking the Father was, first of all, the will of the Father, and that the Father would do whatever he asked him. Amen. When we get to that point, and I believe we're going to get there. I believe we're going to get to that point that we're going to begin to believe God. I don't know. Apostle has been talking to us about, heirs of God, but our sonship. And, you know, we're talking about sons and daughters. When we get to the point that we really and truly know who we are in him, You know, that's part of my daily prayer. And I'll share it with you. You know, I'll tell him sometime, I say, I am who you say I am. I have what you say I have. And I can do what you say I can do. Amen. And when I really, really get to that point, and when we all get to that point, and how much he loves us, and how much he desires for us to pray and for him to be able to answer our prayers. You know, when we get that confidence, oh my God, oh my God, heaven will come to earth. Amen? Will truly come to earth. Now, we're going to look at John 17. I don't know if we, because it's the whole chapter. You know, he's praying. In this Bible, it starts off with saying Christ prays for himself. You know, he's getting ready to go to the cross. Then he prays for the disciples. Then he prays for all believers. Okay. Well, I guess we could do the one. I guess we could start. Okay, I encourage everybody to read the whole chapter, all right? I encourage you to read the whole chapter. But I got so many check marks here. Wow. Okay, let's start at verse 6, and I'll see how far we go. Ready? Let's read. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me. And they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. Amen. Jesus, keep in mind, Jesus is praying. Amen. He's having a real conversation with the Father here. Verse 8. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee. And they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these, amen, keep on. Keep to thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That's us. Amen. That's us. 21. That they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Oh, my God. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory,
which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and I will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Amen. Amen. I mean, Jesus did up some praying. He was really serious. Really, I mean, you know, like I said, he prayed for himself in verses 1 through 5, according to my little Bible here. Then he prays for the disciples, and then he prays for all believers. Amen. 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 Okay, so these are the prayers that I have. There may be others of Jesus. Now let's look. Mr. Bounds referred to prayers over in Ephesians. He referred only to Ephesians chapter 3, but I want us to stop first Ephesians chapter 1. Now, these are prayers that you can pray for yourself. I'm talking students here, students online. These are also prayers that you can pray for others, family members, friends, people that you believe in to be saved. Call their names. Lord, I'm praying for so-and-so. Amen? Amen? Amen. Ephesians chapter 1. Now, well, we'll read it, and then we'll come back. We're going to start at verse, and we've read this one before, verse 15. Remember, I got in trouble because I left off some verses. Amen. verse 15. Down to 23. Ready? Let's read. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. There we go. So now this is the prayer. Ready? Let's go. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the Spirit of Okay, hold. Let's pause. We're asking for what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen? Okay, verse 18. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen. Amen. You can personalize this. Like I said, and you can pray this, not only for yourselves, but for others. And you know what you would do is just instead of, wherever he says, let's see, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you. Instead of you, you put the person's name in there. Amen. And if it's you, you say me. Amen. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You know, I like it when an apostle talks about those three things, the eyes of our understanding, remember, being enlightened. It's really, really good. Now let's go over to chapter 3. And this is the one that Mr. Abounds refers to. And he says, Paul prayed for wide reaches, and I say of spiritual experience. Amen. We're going to start at verse 14 and read down to 21. I got one more prayer I want us to read too. Ready? Let's read. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant us, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Amen. That Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Wide reaches of spiritual experience. Amen. Rooted and grounded in love. Amen. I mean, I like that, strengthened. You know, a lot of times, you know, I'll pray this, you know, when I feel like I need more strength in my inner man. But now I know that inner man is not who I thought he was. Amen. My inner man is my soul. Glory to God, my soul. You know, and you know, just to clarify, Apostle explained that your innermost being is your spirit. Innermost being. Amen. Then there is one other that I wanted y'all to look at, and this is the one over in Colossians, chapter 1. And all of these, now the ones that we're reading now, you know, other than the ones we read that where Jesus prayed, all of these are written by Paul. You understand? Paul wrote all of these prayers, and he's saying, you know, this is how I prayed for the church at Ephesus, and this is how I prayed for the church at Colossae. And then, you know, and it goes on and on and on and on. But remember that these are all types and examples that we can also pray. Amen? We can also pray. Colossians chapter 1. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Verse 9. And we're going to read down to 14. And mine, it says, Paul's prayer for the Colossians. Amen. Ready? Let's read. For this cause I also, since the day I heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of him, of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen? Amen. Now, this is a very, very, very powerful prayer. Here, Paul, I mean, he's covering a lot of ground. Amen? You know, that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will. Oh, my God. You want to know the will of God? You can begin, you know, unless the Holy Spirit gives you another scripture, you can begin right here. You know, Lord, I'm praying that I might be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You can just start right there. Lord, I'm praying that I might walk worthy of you unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of you, Lord God. See, you're making it personal here. That I might be strengthened with all might, according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto you, Father, which hath made me meet or able
to be partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen. Who hath delivered us from the, see that, hath. Hath. You understand? Very, very, very important. Hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us. Oh, my God, we're already in the kingdom. Amen. Amen. By faith in the spirit. Amen. We're already in the kingdom and hath, you see, hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Amen. It just seemed good to me that we would read some of these prayers as we come to the end of this particular school year. I know we have read one or two scriptures. I know Ephesians 6:18, you know, that's one of the scriptures that we have read in this class. Praying always, remember, with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. And one, there we go, and watching again, remember? And watching thereunto, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And he says, and for me. But see that? Here's again. You could pray for yourself. You could pray for somebody else. That utterance may be given unto me, that I may speak forth your word boldly. I always put boldly, accurately, in simplicity. Amen. As I ought to speak. You see, you know, the scriptures are here. We can pray the scriptures. We can also pray these prayers. Now, when you read these prayers, yeah, you're praying. But then I heard our, the person who's over the intercessors here, she says, now let's seal it. Amen? You understand? So you prayed in the spirit. And you say, Lord, I thank you for this. I believe I received this. And then you just go and pray in the spirit. You might just pray a few minutes, but you might pray longer. It's just however the Holy Spirit leads you. These prayers are guides. Jesus has demonstrated to us it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be eloquent words. You know, a lot of people. See, I came up in a time, man, when you thought the person was praying. I mean, and you know what they were going to say. They said the same thing almost every time. But some of them were so eloquent, you know, and it's like, oh, man, you got goosebumps. You know, like, oh, yeah. But I go back to that and I ask, you know, well, Lord, were they praying according to your word? You know what I'm saying? It sounded good. It was filled with emotion. Amen. But was it effective? You know, and so what we want to do, we want to pray effective prayers. And we want to always pray according to the word of God. And we want to always pray in line with the Holy Spirit, what he is telling us. I had a very, very good conversation. I mean, the students this year said, so y'all are so different. Y'all are just so different. Sometimes the questions, you know, they're so good. They're just good questions. Sometimes little statements here. But I mean, I told you y'all are the ones. I mean, I don't know why he chose y'all. It ain't none of my business. You know, that's like, who's the greatest, Lord? Who's the greatest in the kingdom? Like, who's the greatest class? It's none of my business, Lord. I thought the class I graduated from was really good, too. I really, really did, okay? But just be thankful. Just be thankful for this time. I'm talking to the graduates right now, for the time that you've been here. Don't let it slip. You know, hold on to it. Keep it with you. No, we don't have class. I'll be here next week. Don't worry about it. I ain't going nowhere. But what I'm thinking about next week, I have always had a desire to come here and pray for 1 hour with the students. That's my desire, because on Saturdays we pray for 1 hour. Mr. Maldonado has a chapter and he says how to pray for 1 hour. And what he's doing, he's going through all of the prayers. So what my plan is, I don't know what the Holy Ghost is going to say, but my plan is that on next week we will at least do 30 minutes. 30 minutes of just nothing but prayer. I'll give you some targets. You know, we'll read a scripture and then we'll pray. And then we'll read a scripture and we'll pray. And I'll do this as a demonstration of how we pray here at Word of Life Christian Center for those who are not members of Word of Life Christian Center, especially for our online students. And we want them to see that. Amen?
Amen.
All right, y'all be blessed.